The Office of Personnel Management's Innovation Lab needs to prove it's worth keeping around, according to the Government Accountability Office. GAO says the lab doesn't have performance metrics to show how much its ideas are actually helping other agencies. Seto Bagdoyan is acting director of audit services for GAO's Forensic Audits and Investigative Service and led a look at the Innovation Lab. Seto, it's a pleasure to have you on the program this afternoon. What specifically was your charge to look at with the lab?
Thanks for having me. Our charge from the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee was basically to look at the rationale for starting the lab, its business model, and its startup costs first, and second, to try and determine the return on investment on its activities to date.
Give me a thumbnail on the Innovation Lab, because I took out of your report that this is something that's common in the private sector, doesn't appear to be so common in the federal government sector.
That's right. The private sector, as our report references, spends hundreds of billions of dollars a year in research and development efforts, innovation efforts, and so on. Less so in the federal space, although I think along with OPM, there are other agencies whom we contacted as we became aware of their own innovation activities. So it's not a full-blown trend yet, but there are individual efforts definitely underway.
Your report says the goal of OPM's Innovation Lab are to provide federal workers with 21st century skills in design-led innovation, such as intelligent risk-taking to develop new services, products, and processes. The lab cost $1.1 million, you report, employs six full-time equivalents approximately, including a director. And in fiscal 13, the operating costs are about $476,000, including salaries.
That's right.
What is your sense, what did you discover as you did this report that the government gets for that money? What were they able to demonstrate to you that they have produced as a product or a service to either OPM or other agencies?
Sure. In terms of starting up the lab, OPM decided to follow a phased approach, which is quite sensible in this regard. And they focused their efforts in the first 2 years on building their capacity to innovate in terms of developing techniques and processes, setting up the physical space of the lab, if you will, in an appropriate manner to accommodate a variety of different types of users. And then their next and perhaps most important undertaking will be to actually tackle these major problem-solving projects, which is basically the rationale for starting the lab in the first place.
So it sounds like it's fair to say in kind of private sector lingo that they're still in the very raw startup mode. They're still in the process of you know, setting up the desks and finding out where everybody's going to sit kind of thing.
Yeah, that's part of it. They have done a number of training sessions for other agencies. They've had facilitation sessions. They've tackled smaller scale projects for both OPM and, again, other federal entities. They've brought in a lot of different people to exchange ideas, but those are pretty much formative activities. And, again, in the phased approach they are seeking next is to tackle these big problem-solving projects. Where the true value of the lab they intend to demonstrate going forward.
And it sounds like they are not far off from making that happen. Your report says lab staff indicated they plan to begin long-term immersion projects, complex projects with diverse users, the kind you're alluding to, Seto, mm-hmm. within a few months. So this
is right
around the corner.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, you know, with what OPM faces in its mission and other government entities in their mission, continuing constrained financial situation, those types of efficiencies that the large projects will hopefully yield, according to OPM, will help demonstrate its value.
So one of the things that you were a little unclear about as you did this work, Seto, is metrics and measuring what it is they're going to do.
That's right.
You write, OPM lab staff begin work on a program evaluation framework to more systematically measure the lab's progress toward meeting its overarching goals. And you note that was started a little bit over a year ago, March 2013. But the other side of that is, you write, they have not developed performance targets or measures related to project outcomes. What's the concern? Why is this so important, given that they're still in their very formative stages?
Sure. What we generally look for is, as performance measures are established and they mature over time, is to look for the outcome or the result or the value of a particular effort. What we've seen from OPM so far is basically measuring activities and perhaps outputs, which is a normal process in setting performance measures. But ultimately, you need to mature and graduate, if you will, to showing results or an outcome of what you undertook.
Seto Bagdoyan's acting director of audit services for GAO's Forensic Audits and Investigative Service, and his team's report on the Office of Personnel Management's Innovation Lab is the focus today. There's an awareness issue here, too, it seems like. As you write, federal agencies are not fully aware of their growing community, referring not just to OPM's Innovation Lab, but to all of the innovation labs that you referenced that are starting to pop up across government. Is that because this is such a new concept, or is that because the agencies are not doing a great job of letting people know that these exist and what their purpose is, or some combination of those, or some other factors?
I think I would go with a combination of factors. It is quite new in the federal space, as you mentioned, and to be frank, many of the agencies are basically inward-looking. They start up the effort. They might do some benchmarking to inform their startup. And perhaps part of that, they might encounter other agencies that are doing similar things. And what we found was basically there was an awareness, if you will, of other efforts, but not a face-to-face communication, collaboration, that sort of activity, where we thought would bring value to everyone's effort to share best practices, techniques and concepts that they were encountering in their own efforts. So that's what we pointed out as perhaps needing to improve over time.
And that's one of your recommendations, to build, it says here, on existing efforts to share information with other agencies that have innovation labs. That's one of them. The other, to develop some performance targets and measures, as we talked about earlier.
That's
now,
right.
I have been reading GAO reports for a long time, Seto. I can't remember the last time I saw one where the agency actually not only responded to your recommendations to either concur or disagree. In this case, OPM concurred with your recommendations, but they gave you a whole lot of material back about how they plan to do so. That struck me as pleasantly unusual.
That's right. I think OPM does deserve credit for having started their effort early in the initial phases of the lab, of standing it up, and I think they have a good baseline to build upon longer term. But again, what we would be looking for over time is the maturing of that effort to move from activities tracking to output tracking to actually outcome tracking, where they demonstrate not only internally the value of the lab, but externally as well, to the oversight committee, others in Congress and within the executive branch, and their colleagues in other agencies that are doing similar things.
Seto, we're going to post a link to this report at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, as we always do, and I thank you for coming on and talk about it with me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.